This time of year in Washington, D.C., you can never tell what you'll hear on the National Mall. That's because the days surrounding the 4th of July are when the Smithsonian Institution mounts its annual Folklife Festival. Up and down the mall, between the various Smithsonian Museum buildings, tents and pavilions go up, celebrating the folklife of various regions, or in the case of this year, two regions, Texas and Bhutan, and one federal agency, NASA. Needless to say, this combo, drums, cymbal, and horns, is not from Texas, and it's not from Cape Canaveral. It is from the Himalayan kingdom of Bhutan, and it was played inside a prefab Buddhist temple that's been assembled on the mall. The altar is decked out with eight ritual offerings. It's brightly colored and adorned with drawings of dragons, the symbol of Bhutan. The population of Bhutan is only 682,000. And Dasho Penden Wangchuk, who is Secretary of the Ministry for Home and Cultural Affairs, says the Bhutanese who are demonstrating their national culture in Washington, Buddhism, buckwheat, archery, are, relatively speaking, a very large group.
We are about 140 plus. So a big, strong contingent.
I've heard someone suggest that 140 Bhutanese traveling together overseas at once could be one of the largest groups of people from Bhutan leaving the country, going to the same place ever.
This you can take it for granted. It is the largest group ever traveling outside the country. Though not in one go, but in different batches, because even the planes are not in a position to give you the required seats. So we've come in different planes.
Now, I want you to tell me something about archery, because we're going to go over to see the archers in a moment. So how important is archery in Bhutan?
Oh, from the time we are born, the first toy actually a kid would have in his hand is a bow and arrow. So it is, part of our culture.
Now, we're not talking about bow hunting. Archery is the national sport. Bhutan's Olympic contingent is typically two or three archers. They've never come close to winning a medal, but that's probably because they don't give medals at the Olympics for best celebration of an arrow hitting a target. Eat your heart out, you NFL wide receivers with your improvised end zone dances. All the archers here break out into a choreographed ritual and sing traditional chants. The Bhutanese have not just brought over the archers, they've brought an evidently essential ingredient for any Bhutanese archery competition, the cheerleaders. Three young women, dressed in floor-length gold-colored robes, demonstrated first what they sing when one of the archers from their team is shooting. The Bhutanese presenter of the archery exhibit, Sewang Dandu, told us that these encouraging lyrics are very poetic.
Sing verses like the majestic mountains that doesn't move when the wind blows.
But when the opposing archers take up their bows, those lyrical verses and soothing tones turn to Himalayan trash talk.
So you want? Are you sure you want me to translate that for public radio?
I do.
So basically what he's saying is, you will hit, but you will not hit the target. Very, very mean words. But they toned it down because they were being very, very polite. Back at home, it could get very bawdy and lewd.
Oh, really? I mean, they're going to comment on the arrow?
Yes,
and
comment on his physical attributes.
Uh-huh.
His receding hairline. And maybe his not aerodynamic face. So many things that they could be taunting him with.
And does it work? Does it actually help to have people
doing this
to the other team?
It does. Interestingly enough, sometimes it has worked to our detriment, because when we go to take part in the Olympics game, our archers have a difficult time because it's so quiet in the range over there.
That must be it. That deafening Olympic silence. Archery from Bhutan at this year's Smithsonian Folklife Festival on the National Mall in Washington, D.C.